If you want to support this podcast and get a full ad-free episode, sign up to Headstuff Plus.
This episode is brought to you by Shopify. Forget the frustration of picking commerce platforms when you switch your business to Shopify, the global commerce platform that supercharges your selling wherever you sell. With Shopify, you'll harness the same intuitive features, trusted apps, and powerful analytics used by the world's leading brands. Sign up today for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/tech, all lowercase. That's shopify.com/tech.
This show is part of the Headstuff Podcast Network.
Hello and welcome to another episode of Basically. I'm your host, Stephanie Preisner, and a fascinating podcast today about TikTok content creators and that whole world. With me in studio, I have Nia Gallagher at Nia Gal on TikTok. Thank you so much for joining me.
Thank you for having me, Stephanie.
So I think a lot of our listeners kind of cringe at their lack of knowledge about influencer marketing and how social media has just kind of changed the game. Where before, if you wanted to be someone who had a following, it was down to somebody else to invest in you. But now social media has given people this platform to just find an audience and do what they want to do. You work as a full-time content creator.
I'm blessed to say that I can do this full-time. Like, I love what I do. Like, it started off, I think, as like a hobby, and I was still at school, and then I was working, and then it kind of just took off in lockdown, and then I just haven't looked back since. I kind of put my whole
self into
it. Yeah.
So for people following who might not know you, what kind of content do you create? What's your channel, TikTok channel, kind of, what's the vibe?
So I think more on my TikTok, I kind of do a bit more lifestyle and sometimes a little bit of comedy here and there. But my Instagram then is more kind of fashion orientated, and again, lifestyle. I kind of want to stick to that kind of side of it, because if I step into one, I always find if I want to move on to something else, my followers won't engage, if that makes sense. So
what does a lifestyle, what does it look like to be a full-time lifestyle content creator?
So look like, well, one day I could be talking about a chocolate bar, the next I could be at a rugby match watching Ireland beat France, something like that. Well, fingers crossed. But just like that, really. And then sometimes I'll be doing fashion stuff, sometimes I'm talking about food. It's just, possibilities are endless with lifestyle.
And is it stuff like, did it start with you just showing people your life, and then how does it become a job? Like, how can you monetize it or make it into something that is sustainable?
It actually started off as like comedy. I kind of was just having a laugh and telling stories about like what happened to me in like school and secondary school and work, and just stories. And then I was talking about fashion, talking about clothes. People kind of gained a following there. Mm-hmm. And then I just took off from there. And
when you say talking about fashion or clothes, is it like, I've just been to Penny's, this is what I got?
Yeah, like hauls. And then I'd say like, oh, black and navy do not go together. People that pair that together, no. You know, I'd have like these opinions and people would argue in the comments, no, or, do you know?
Yep.
And that kind of gauged a following then too from that, you know, from
just people, your opinions and just, people disagreeing or agreeing.
Yeah, this is it. And, you know, I kind of leave those Easter eggs as well for people to grab too.
Yes, okay,
which is fun. But then I think it was lockdown and 2020 hit, and I got calls from agencies and stuff all wanting to reach out to work with me, and I never had seen it going that far at all.
Yeah, that, how many followers would you have had at this stage?
Oh god, I think I had like maybe 10k on Instagram and 100 on TikTok at the time.
Okay.
Which were huge numbers, absolutely huge. Now compared to now, there's so many people with millions now, but I'm very happy with the numbers as of now. I'm so proud of myself. But I think when it was, the numbers were never really a thing for me. It was like the people that were interacting in the comments and whatnot. And yeah, no, it was mad when I was getting calls from agencies. I couldn't believe it because I was still in school and I was, what is this?
Yeah.
It was just mad to me, yeah.
And what were they saying? Like, we'll represent you and we'll find you brand collaborators or how?
Yeah, because again, I hadn't a clue about this world. This is a huge world and I needed a bit of guidance. And these, there was three at the time were looking to represent me. We'd love to represent you, and we'd have, you know, these options for you. We have these, you know, amazing brands that we'd love for you to work with, and we think that would fit your vibe. And I ended up just picking one at the end. I just took a gut feeling, and I'm very happy where I am, still with her. And
how does that work then? So your agent will reach out to, let's say I'm drinking a bottle of Ballygown here. So mm-hmm. your agent reaches out to Ballygown and says, mm-hmm. look, we have this content creator, Nia Gallagher. She's mm-hmm. got this many followers on TikTok, this many followers on Instagram. Do you want to work with her?
Mm-hmm. Absolutely. And then they'll probably talk back and forth on, per se, the deliverables, per se, like either a reel or a TikTok, or they want both, or they want a few stories. And then maybe the concept as well. I might jump on a call on a Zoom and we'll talk about a concept, what we can do with Ballygowan. Maybe it's back to school and Ballygowan water or something like that. And then we can talk rates then after that on calls and stuff.
And do you have the same rates for, like, is a reel for Ballygowan the same as a reel for some other brand that wants you to show an earring or something?
No, I think depending on like a brand's budget, I think it's different as well. And then also depending on how many seconds they want, like a brand could ask for maybe like 60 seconds for a video and I'm fully talking about Ballygown the whole time, whilst, you know, if someone wants show me a pair of earrings and it's just like, get ready with me, oh, here's earrings that I got, in a 30 second clip,
mm-hmm.
it's a bit different. So the rates would be a bit different in that sense.
And then your agent takes a percentage of that money, yes. in order to, for getting you the work.
For getting me the work, for doing the back and forth for me. And
and do they send the invoice then and then just pay you?
Yeah, that's
yeah, okay.
how it works.
So
yeah.
it's the same as the acting mm-hmm. agency. And how, are there certain brands that you really love working with, or are there brands that you work with frequently? What kind of brands have you worked with?
My favourites, I think, is Canterbury. Love going to rugby matches. Love rugby altogether. It's a big thing in my house.
Okay.
I love Cadbury's. Love chocolate. And it's another big thing in my house. Lovely eating chocolate. And I had an amazing campaign back at Easter last year with the cream egg. It was brilliant.
Oh,
that
yeah?
was really fun. And it was my first kind of in front of like proper cameras and shot on these huge like red cameras. It was insane. And
not just you doing a selfie, like,
this is it was different from having my phone doing the video. They had this big setup, it was insane.
And how does that work then? So they record the video and then they get to use it on their channels, or you have to use it on your channel, or
depends on, again, with the deliverables, what they're looking for, usage fees and whatever else. There's like, depending on the brand, if like, let's say Ballygowan would like me to make a reel for my page, it goes up on my page, but they can also ask to use it on theirs, but then I'd have to charge them because it is my video.
Okay.
So they'd have to, if they want to put it up on their page, they'd have to pay for that as well.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. That's how that kind of works.
That's why it's so important to have, mm-hmm. I guess, an agent to,
yeah.
Because you wouldn't have any idea.
I wouldn't have a notion yeah. what I was
And I guess
doing.
The agent knows like how much to charge mm-hmm. based on, how many followers do you have now?
On TikTok, I have 350K, and then on Instagram, I'm 22.
Okay.
On Insta.
And do you then have to show, like, how do Canterbury, let's say, think, how do they find out whether that was worth it for them to pay you to go to this match? Or I don't know if that's what they've done mm-hmm. in the past, but
it's their, my engagement and how the video done. So, like, I remember doing a campaign for them. It was like 3 videos throughout the whole season of last year. And different videos had different engagements. I went up to Belfast to watch a match and shoot a video going up to see the match up there. And there was one down here in the Aviva I went to see as well. And it just depends on the engagement, if it done well or not. And I thought it done really well for the TikToks that I did do.
So you can see like on your profile on TikTok where nobody else can, like you can see who's looking mm-hmm. at this, how long are they watching for? Is that?
Yes. Like, when did they click out of it? Like, what is it, male, female audience? What age group are actually engaging with it?
It's wild, and, isn't it?
Mm.
Because I think a lot of people think like, oh, TikTok is just what I scroll when I'm in bed or mm-hmm. I'm on the toilet. But like, some people are really making a living out of mm-hmm. this.
I encourage everyone to do it. Anyone yeah. I meet, I always say, start, do something. Talk about what you love to do. What do you like, food? Do you like fashion? Anything. People want to listen. People are nosy, honestly, and they like knowing about other people's lives.
Yeah.
And I find it's a distraction as well. I'm constantly scrolling. Before I go to bed at 10, I'm there at 12 o'clock still on the phone, but I'm just invested in other people's lives and other people are too. So,
and do you notice a difference between your Instagram audience and your TikTok audience?
I think my Instagram are more on the mature side, I think older, whilst okay. my TikTok are quite young, like 15, 16, I think is kind of that age bracket. So I kind of have different languages when I'm talking, and I like tailor my videos on TikTok.
Platform.
Yes, to the platform. And I find that works.
And it's just something that it's like, I mean, this is kind of a cliche, but it is a full-time job, isn't it?
Oh, yeah. I think people have this notion that it's sticking up a video and that's it. But there's so much before it and there's so much to it. There's like back and forth in emails, there's constant calls, there's like several edits. Like you could be going, given a brief and they change the brief and there's always back and forths and stuff. And but then on top of that, then hate and negativity from people as well.
Yeah, talk to me about that.
It used to be really bad a few years ago. And I think when TikTok brought in this filter my comments, I got one of the girls to do it and filter a few things because I used to get really bad, kind of just more my body people would come after for. And nothing else. Like if you don't like my video, fair enough. Maybe it is a shit video anyways. Yeah. But coming for someone's, I think, appearance is a bit low now. Come on, like grow up. But no, I'm kind of surpassed it now. Either if you want to do something like this, you have to have a head for it, you know.
Yeah, but it is, I've noticed, like I follow a couple of people and I'd follow them on Instagram and TikTok. Mm. And sometimes they cross promote. So they might put the same video on mm-hmm. Instagram oh, and yeah. the same video on TikTok. And I'd noticed that like the comments on Instagram, they just seem much kinder. You know, they're like, oh, you look great or that's so lovely. And then on TikTok, the same video, it's like, you're ridiculous. Yeah. Stop. You know, like it's just really vicious.
And I'll tell you why it's so different. It's because Instagram takes a commitment to follow someone on Instagram, whilst TikTok, you can make an account and have several accounts. You can do it on Instagram as well, but it's easier to make an account on TikTok and you'll have user 55 something giving you a shtick, you know.
But user 55 something might also be the same person as Laura Brennan, who also follows you.
Yes. On something else.
On TikTok.
On TikTok as well.
But wants to be mean to you, mm-hmm. but won't do it through her own
account.
Oh, wow. Okay.
Yeah. So you get that as well.
And do you manage all of your own accounts? Or would your agent, you do?
I do. Yeah. Yeah. I do it all myself. Yeah. Yeah.
You kind of have to, I suppose. Mm-hmm. And how do you have like a content schedule? Like, do you have a, like today I have to record this video, or how does the planning of it all work?
Yeah, I have like a schedule. Like Google Calendar is my favorite thing ever. Like all the different colors constantly popping up. But yeah, no, I do like per se now it's coming up to October now, winter and Halloween. I'll have a few Halloween stuff. And like now, again, like I said, autumn, I want to get into the fashion side of autumn and start layering and like what you have to be. What are the trends for autumn this year? What are the colors? So I want to like prepare for that as well. So I'll have like a few Instagrams ready for that. In my head, but I need to record them.
And do you have a lot of equipment? Do you normally record in a specific room in your house or are you out and about? How do you find time to find the places to record?
I do a bit of both, depending again, if I have time and I am in a outfit or something, I will record outside. Fingers crossed, weather is good, but a lot of the time it's inside and I don't really have much equipment. I have a ring light that I use now and then, but I find that the light is quite harsh.
Okay.
And natural light is my favourite thing. So if I can get a bit of that, I should be good to go. But yeah, that's really it. I'm not, no fancy equipment, as long as you have a good phone, camera, you know.
Yeah, and something to say.
This is it. And that's why, again, I encourage everyone to do this because everyone has a phone. Anyone can do this.
Yeah. I guess people are just maybe sometimes a little bit camera shy or they feel like...
Of course, yeah.
And who are the people that you love to follow?
Oh, I'm a big fan of Sophie Murray. I love Lauren Whelan, big fan of her, and all the girly whirlies that are posting.
And do you get to ever like meet up? Or like do the agency ever, or is it sort of something that you're doing on your own in a vacuum?
We kind of do it ourselves. Like I live with one of my best friends. She's also a content creator, Shanice Griffin. I don't know if you've heard of her.
I haven't.
She has a song out. She does kind of music and stuff. Oh, cool. And again, she does fashion and whatnot. A bit of everything really she does. But we make content together when we can and do fashion content together. Or we just stick up a silly TikTok video of us using a filter.
Yeah.
Something like that. Or we're going somewhere, day in the life. We're going here and there. So we do, yeah.
Just taking a quick break to tell you about our sponsor, Rockwell Financial. Rockwell Wealth Management are amazing at extracting wealth from your business in a tax-efficient way. Whether it's pensions, protection, investment, exit strategies, succession planning, anything like that, they are the ones to go to. They have a free one-to-one consultation for Basically listeners. So ring them up, tell them you listen to Basically, and they will give you that offer of a free consultation. Rockwell Wealth Management. Go for it. When you're not feeling well or if you're in pain, getting medical treatment without delay is what matters. Mater Private has an emergency department at their hospital in Dublin and Cork where you can get access to emergency medical care quickly. I've used the service myself. The emergency department team was led by a consultant and they got me seen within 30 minutes of my arrival, which is their goal for all patients. And that means you can get whatever diagnostic tests you need without a delay, like a CT scan, an MRI scan, an ultrasound. And those results are fast-tracked to help the medical team work out what was most suitable for your treatment. If you need to be admitted to the hospital, which I didn't, you will be seen as soon as possible by a consultant who specialises in your specific medical or surgical area of need. It's for over 16s only. They're open in Dublin Monday to Saturday, 8 a.m. to 7 p.m. and in Cork, Monday to Friday, 9 to 5.
Drag Race UK is back. And if you are watching and you want to hear some outrageous opinions, some glittering guests and some piping hot tea, tune in to Sissy That Pod with new episodes every Friday right after the episode airs. Brought to you by the Headstuff Podcast Network.
Don't hate me because I'm beautiful. Hate me because I listen to Sissy That Pod.
And is there is it sometimes the case where, like, because I've seen there's quite strict rules around it now where you have to say this is an ad, mm-hmm. this is a paid partnership, mm-hmm. this is a collaboration. Mm-hmm. What are the differences between those things?
Well, I think they're all nearly under the same umbrella per se, but it's you have to say that it's an ad or it's a paid partnership because it's not fair for the viewer to be scrolling and being seeing someone promote this, but they're actually being, they should know that they're being paid to promote this. Mm-hmm. I think they're glad that there's rules there that you have to say this. But also, if you notice on TikTok, it would say paid partnership underneath the TikTok as well to go along with it. But it's good for the audience to know that it's a paid partnership and not be blindsided that, oh, this is a fabulous product. I love this product.
But what's the difference between, like, so sometimes I'll get, and I don't work full time as a content creator, but I do use Instagram. Mm-hmm. I don't really use TikTok, but you know, like I am in that world. And sometimes people will just send me something. Mm-hmm. So my child was one the other day. Some random clothing company will send her a little outfit.
Lovely.
And then I'll put it up. Mm-hmm. But they're not paying me to put it up.
No.
They're not, it's not a paid partnership. It's not a collaboration. Mm-hmm. It's a gift. And I'll say, this was gifted to us, but like, look at this really cute thing. Mm-hmm. And then sometimes a brand will be like, hey, so we want to work with you and pay you to put this thing up. Mm-hmm. And it makes me wonder then, it's like, okay, so this brand, Ballygown, let's say again, Ballygown are not sponsoring this podcast. Ballygown want me to put up this 60-second video of me talking and they're going to pay me, I don't know, how much money do people pay for these things?
For a reel?
Yeah.
Oh, it could start from anywhere from like €500 up to like €5,000 for a reel, depending. Okay.
So they want to give me €3,000 for the 60-second reel about how great mm-hmm. sparkling water is. And I do that. But then this company just sends me an outfit that's €25. Mm-hmm. And I spend the same amount of time talking about it because I think it's really cute on my child. Mm-hmm. So how do I get the balance of that then?
I understand. Yeah, I think I always get that too, that, oh, I'm being gifted this, I'm sticking up a few stories, but then I'm getting paid to stick up stories for another product. Yes. Totally understand. But I think I do that, like a company is willing to send me out something lovely and I'll stick it up if I honestly do love it and thank them for it. Like, for instance, I got sent out the new rugby jersey from Canterbury.
Okay.
And I love the guys from Canterbury and I'm done working with them now. Fingers crossed for the future, I might do some more bits, but I'll stick it up anyways because I have that relationship with them and mm-hmm. I stuck it up thanking them like, oh, thank you for thinking of me for sending it out.
Yes.
But I make sure to always put hashtag gifted or this was gifted. Thank you so much for sending it out.
Okay.
But I understand what you mean as well.
But it's not a paid partnership.
No.
Yeah.
Which I understand as well, where people might get confused when I do put up stuff that was a paid partnership. Mm-hmm. But again, you have to put in the hashtags too.
Do you then sometimes think like, hang on a second now, you've just sent me this thing to my house or my work. And if this was another brand, they'd be paying me €3,000 to promote it. So I'm not going to put it up. But then you've just been given something and you feel guilty and ungrateful, do you know? But mm-hmm. I get sent a lot of beauty products, mm-hmm. Sometimes vitamins.
Lovely. They'd be expensive too, these vitamins.
But they're things I don't use.
Oh,
like
okay.
I don't take them. I don't think they're necessary for a lot of people. I think there's a lot of supplements being pushed at the moment. Mm-hmm. And I'm like, I don't want to put this up. And also, like, how did you get my address? Yeah. And sometimes.
Yeah, that's a bit strange as well.
But you see, if you give a PR company your address,
mm-hmm. yeah.
very often they'll just be like, oh, we'll just post this out to her. And I mm-hmm. think they're just sending it out to loads of people in the hope that, like, someone puts it up and they mm-hmm. can say to their client, hey, look, Stephanie got your cake today yep. and mm-hmm. she put it up and this is our insights and we've done a good job as mm-hmm. your PR people. But it is a really tricky one where you're like, this company is willing to pay me to do this thing. Mm-hmm. And you're just sending me this thing which cost 15 euro that I could have bought myself.
Yes.
But I do really like it and I am really grateful. But I don't know how to, like, would your agent be like, Nia, you can't?
Not now. She does sometimes. If I'm over doing it, she's like, no, don't be, you know, if you're gifted something, you're gifted something. It's your choice to put it up or not. She's not really strict per se on yeah. it. But I understand what you mean by when a company's going to pay and then
another
gifted when it's, you know, this could be 15 euro for the dress, you know. But I think what I like to go about doing it is if I was sent a t-shirt by a brand, I don't have to stick up a story, but let's say I have a photo on my Instagram with it, I'll tag them.
Yes,
to let
okay.
people know that's
where it's from.
Yeah, and even down in the caption then I'll say, oh, this top was gifted a while ago from
yes.
such and such. I kind of go about it that way as well because, again, I don't want to be an ass either when someone sends, can I say that?
Yeah, you can, absolutely, yeah.
When someone sends, you know, because they're willing to send me out something. They were, you know, putting this box together, little PR box, sending it out on the hopes and then they don't get nothing from it. I feel too guilty, so.
Yeah, I do too. But I know lots of my friends who are working in that space are like, absolutely not. Like, just because they send it doesn't mean you have to
yeah.
post it.
I'm yeah.
Like, yeah, but like they're just, particularly if it's like a small Irish business, I'm like, absolutely.
Yeah, absolutely.
And I do have a rule on this podcast mm-hmm. that if people send me things to this address, to the podcast address, yeah. I do a day where like I'll open everything and show whatever I've gotten.
Amazing.
Rather than, you know, then I'm like, I haven't, like, this is, like, say it's Ballygown.
Yeah.
Like, I haven't tried this water. I'm not endorsing it. I'm just mm-hmm. saying they posted this to me. Thank you so much. Whereas things that I show at home, like, I'll say to a brand, I'm not going to show this if I don't like it.
This
or
is it,
if she's
yeah.
not, you know, like, if
no.
people send a kid's toy, I'm like, if she doesn't play with this and she doesn't like it, I'm not going to say that she does because I'm not going to lie about it.
Because you need to be authentic at the same time as well. And if you're like that, being sent something and you've no interest, like them vitamins, if you've no interest promoting about them because you don't even take them yourself, that's, you know, lying as well. And you need to be...
And there's loads of people out there taking them. Do you know?
So yeah, but like, you know, let them at it, you know.
And let them at it.
Mm-hmm. And send it to people that do promote vitamins. It would fit their audience as well.
Yeah,
so.
Because I don't think people are following me for vitamin
advice. No.
What are your favourite types of videos to make? Is it like Ooh. TikTok dances? Mm-hmm. You know what?
Oh, I think they're kind of gone now at this stage, the TikTok. I loved doing them back in the day, but I think now I love to watch hauls and I love to do hauls. And I love fashion videos, like inspiration for winter fashion, stuff like that. I'm really into my clothes at the moment. Mm-hmm. But I also like Get Ready With Me's as well, where people are doing their makeup and talking about their lives or something that you didn't know about them. And I love doing them as well. I must do more of them actually thinking about it.
I find it hard to concentrate. Like if I'm doing mm-hmm. my makeup, it's hard
yeah.
to be like, and so this happened today and you're like, okay, but now I've put the blusher on the wrong place. Like
that I've done that so many times where I like kept going in with the blush and I was talking about, I don't say that again. And then I'm like, oh, and then I'm like,
and
shit.
Too
and then
much
my
blusher.
Yeah, and then I'm pink all over. Yeah.
how do you feel anyway self-conscious, or do you have any feelings about doing hauls when I'm sometimes conscious of it seeming like, you know, we're in a cost of living crisis, climate change is an issue, like should we be promoting so much consumerism? Like I bought this big bag of stuff today.
Yeah, yeah.
Particularly if it's from like a company that, you know, if the t-shirt costs 3 euro, then it's probably not the most sustainable thing in the world.
Yeah, I understand.
Like,
yeah.
Do you get comments about that if you do?
No, I don't think. I get more comments that like, where, what size did you get or where did you get it?
Okay.
That kind of a sense. But I understand what you mean as well. But a lot of the time, when I buy, this is why I allow myself to buy clothes, because I throw out clothes or I like donate clothes in order to get new clothes all the time, or I give them to, I have a sister, so she'll take that and use it and then she'll obviously get, if she doesn't want it, then give it to someone else. Yes. But that's how I kind of justify it for myself.
Mm-hmm.
Because again, like that, there's people doing like boxes and boxes of hauls. Now I'd maybe go to somewhere and get 3 or 4 things, but there's people that are getting, you know, big boxes from maybe a certain brand that wouldn't be.
And are they the brand sending them this?
Don't know. See, that's the thing where we were talking about of...
They should be disclosing
yeah,
that.
Yeah, which I think isn't fair for a consumer to be watching.
Because I follow a content creator and she's always getting loads of stuff from mm-hmm. Primark, from Penneys.
Okay.
And then sometimes she does sponsor content with Penneys. Mm-hmm. And I'm like, is she getting... Like, does she get a voucher to spend all this money in Penneys? Because she should be disclosing this.
Mm-hmm.
Or is this like her own money? But it seems to be like she's got several kids. It's like, this is a lot of money every week. You know, mm-hmm. there's like this huge haul for back to school. And then one of the kids is starting ballet class. And there's this Lovely. Huge haul for ballet. You know, and you're like,
yeah.
this, it just doesn't seem transparent enough. Mm-hmm. And then I feel like such, like I would never message her to ask because I feel mm-hmm. like it's too targeted.
Yeah, or it's too in your face.
In
kind
your face, yeah.
yeah. But if she's disclosing that it's an ad, then
she's not. But she, when she does an ad with them, she does.
She
she's
does,
like,
okay.
This is an ad. This is the new mm-hmm. autumn wear with Penneys.
Mm-hmm.
But then next Tuesday, she's like, I was in Penneys today and I got all this stuff.
Mm-hmm.
Here, I'll show you.
Yeah.
You're like, mm, well.
Don't know.
Yeah.
It's a toughy one.
Yeah.
That's a tough one because you don't know, especially if they're in and out constantly.
But I do love, I love looking at hauls. Like I even yeah. love looking at people unpacking their grocery shopping.
Love that. Oh,
you know?
My, love
and they're
that.
They're like laying out their broccoli and the beans. And yeah. it doesn't make me necessarily want to go and do those things, but I just love people like taking things out of bags and laying
this
them
is
out.
It. Yeah, the organisation. Do you ever see the Americans unpacking their fridges
packing
and stuff?
Their fridges.
Or doing their ice, like all different types of ice. I'm like, when would you need any
when
of this? But
need?
It's satisfying to watch, and you're all the way at the end and you're like, oh, I need to go into their page and find another one because mm-hmm. they're so satisfying.
Do you use specific apps to make content, or do you use just TikTok and Instagram to make the reels, or do you use some of the other apps? That
sometimes, like for reels, I find on Instagram, like when I'm editing on Instagram, it kicks me out and I've lost everything that I've edited. So my favorite app is CapCut. Love it so much. And sometimes I'll edit on my laptop too, on Premiere Pro. Love mm-hmm. that too, depending if I have time and I want to do a certain cool transition or something. But honestly, CapCut is very, very easy to use. And again, like that, there's so many templates that you can use. They're even hooked onto TikTok as well, which they're connected in a sense. So if you see a really cool template, click it, brings you straight to CapCut, put in a few videos and it edits the video for you. It's
How
so easy.
How does it
easy.
Know like what parts to keep and what parts to discard?
Well, I think you can choose that as well. But then with the whole AI thing, I don't think you
it's
even
wild,
need to do that.
It?
Oh, it's so scary. It's going to take our jobs. Like,
do you think?
I think, well, like I done in college, I done a whole essay on like fake influencers, like not as in fake, but these AI influencers where they're like a person, but they're created with AI and they're promoting. There's one in particular, her name is Michaela, and she's like on the cover of Vogue and promoting Prada bags on her.
But she's not a real person.
She's not even a person. She's AI.
So, but who runs her?
Don't know. I think there's a whole software, a few engineers and stuff, you know, designing her and whatnot, but it's
and
insane.
Does she talk to the
yeah,
camera?
Yeah, she talks. She's music out. It's insane. You must look it up.
I'm going to look it up right now. What's she on, Instagram or
Instagram,
TikTok?
Yeah. I think it's Michaela, M-I-K-A-Y-L-A, I think. And,
M-I-K?
Oh, M-I-Q-U-E-L-A.
M-I-Q-U-E-L-A.
Little Michaela.
Oh my God, she's got 2.7 million followers.
Right. 19-year-old robot living in LA. Now, she's not a robot. She's an AI person.
Oh my God, she's like sitting, eating a burrito. She's...
Mm-hmm. But she's promoting... Look at that. She's promoting Cash App dinner. But it looks... It's insane. Now, you know it's not real by looking at her.
I don't know, do you? Like, she's standing here in a food market with loads of other presumably real people around mm-hmm. her. Drinking a smoothie.
It's just very well done.
It's very well done, but it's frightening. So you are afraid that this technology...
Mm-hmm.
Like, but she... Like, does Canterbury... If Canterbury wanted her, they'd have to pay... Like, she's got 1.3 million
yeah,
followers.
Yeah, no, they'd pay... Well, depending on her... Again, it all depends on audience and engagement. And she might not have the audience that are interested in rugby, so they might not go near at all, which is
yes,
a thing
okay.
too. But not that I'm per se scared of her, but I'm scared of that happening in the future. It's just insane.
Yeah.
Now, like, that'll be years to come. I might not even be here, but...
Like, who would Canterbury or Ballygowan or anyone pay there? Like, who is she? Like,
yeah, there's definitely someone behind everything that controls the account. I don't know if it's just one person or it's an agency or it's an organisation. I just don't know.
It's so, so
tried
scary.
When I was doing my essay on it, I was trying to find everything about it. It's just, it's mad.
It's fascinating stuff. So if people want to find out more about you, they want to follow you, where can they find you?
On Instagram, they can find me at, it's a annoying username, but it's _Nia_Gal_. And then on TikTok, it's just Nia_Gal.
Nia_Gal. Thank you so much, Nia. And thank you for listening to another episode of Basically. Our music is by Only Ruin. Our graphic design is by Cathal O'Gara. We're produced by Hilary Barry and we're part of the Headstuff Podcast Network. See you next week.
This show is part of the Headstuff Podcast Network, a hub for the creative and the curious. Shows are produced in association with Headstuff and the Podcast Studios Dublin. Find out more or become a member at headstuffpodcasts.com.
If you want to support this podcast and get a full ad-free episode, sign up to Headstuff Plus.